1965 also was the year of the great power blackout, when the transistor radio, the candle, and the art of conversation enjoyed a one-day renaissance.
Starting in New York City at about 5:30 this afternoon, and then spreading through upstate New York, Massachusetts, Canada, and Pennsylvania, 30 million persons found themselves without light, subways, elevators, air conditioners. For almost 3 hours, power officials in New York State have been promising a restoration of power. A few minutes ago, Consolidated Edison said it seems apparent most of New York City will be without power for most of the night. President Johnson at the
running gag was, where were you when the lights went out? If you were Admiral Hyman Rickover, a caustic critic of resource waste and bad planning, you were in Washington accepting the Prometheus Award of the power industry.
One has to have seen the darkness that envelops primitive man half his lifetime to grasp the enormous boon to human beings of living in well-lighted homes. And if I had to do without modern conveniences, this is the last one I would willingly forego. It has always seemed to me a significant coincidence that Goethe's last words as he lay dying in 1832 were, light, more light.